Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours. Hello. And welcome to The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic.
Got a lot going on in my life. Kinda, but not really. I've got a lot of stressors right now. But I'm managing, and I'm working through it, and it's all gonna be okay in the end, I know that. But this is getting reminded to record an episode today. And specifically in Archangel Fire Oracle episode, introducing our ninth Archangel. It kind of takes my mind off it, and it gives me a sense of purpose, and I really enjoyed this, so I'm going to keep doing it. Today, we introduce the ninth Archangel, Shamuel, and she is up suit 4. Archangels of the Pink Ray. Their color, or flame, is pale to deep pink. Chakra location is heart in the organ of the human heart. Healing qualities, love, romance, compassion, kindness, trust, connection. Crystal associations, rose quartz, rhodochrosite, pink tourmaline, pink diamond, pink sapphire, pink amethyst, manganese calcite. Their essential oil is rose. In the star constellation is Auriga, the charioteer, the wagoner. And there's 3 angels in this suit. The first is Shamuel, love and relationships. The beautiful Archangel Shamuel, this is coming from page 47, of Archangel Fire Oracle by Alexandra Wenman. You can buy that card from her website, which is alexandrawenman.com, or you can go through Findhorn Press or Amazon or anything like that has it as well. Anyways, this is page 47 where we find Shamuel, love and relationships. And this content is used with permission. The beautiful Archangel Shamuel is known as the Angel of the Heart, or the Loving One. The name Shamuel comes from the word Venachem in Hebrew. That's L-E-N-A-C-H-E-M, which means comfort and compassion. Shamuel's pure love can help release sorrow from your heart and guide you towards forming open-hearted and balanced relationships. Call on this angel to attract romance or when you need to resolve issues with loved ones. A message from Shamuel. Open your heart and let yourself be cherished. Always remember that you are loved, for you are made of love. Let's go ahead and do the guided meditation on how to meet Shamuel. I invite you to sit down or lay down or rest comfortably somewhere you can do this without distraction and interruption. And then, if you'd like, go ahead and close your eyes, breathe deeply, and relax. Imagine yourself surrounded by a giant rose pink bubble of light. Your wings, because yes, you have wings, are now also turning pink. Picture this light infusing everything you see, feel, smell, taste, hear, and know. It's all around, all encompassing. Just a soft, bubbly pink light. Experience this pink as though you are looking through rose-colored glasses, and everything around you is being tinted with the color of compassion. Focus on any difficult areas of your life, especially with regards to your relationships, and take a moment. Focusing on those areas, ask Shamuel to help release and resolve each issue and see it with new clarity. Go issue by issue, so we'll sit here for a moment if we must. View everyone involved with compassion and know that the situation is already healed. Open your eyes when you feel ready. If you would like to experience the Diamond Fire Alchemy Light of Love, I encourage you to get yourself a copy of this. It's called The Archangel Fire Oracle by Alexandra Wendman. It's an Archangel Fire Oracle deck. And you can walk yourself through the Diamond Fire Alchemy Light of Love. We will discuss becoming the angel. To become the Earth Angel, Shamuel, open your heart to greater love, so you may heal all aspects of your life and relationships. Holding feelings of unforgiveness towards another person only hurts you and holds you back. Bring the image of any challenging person or situation into your heart and allow yourself to feel love towards this person or event. You will soon see hidden blessings blossom in your relationships and feel grateful for all the people who have come into your life to help you grow. And that is so true. If we open ourselves to the highest of loves and we see the love we are and are meant to be, and we love unconditionally, then all is well, even in the midst of a storm. It could be the worst month of your life, just hailstorm after hailstorm. But if you look at it with the eyes and the colored glasses of rose pink, that this situation is helping you grow from whence you are to who you can be, the better, transcended, enlightened, or maybe just less depressed or less upset, less anxious, the better form of you tomorrow. Every situation forges you into who you become. So at the time when it's happening, it may be hard to understand, like, why does this have to happen to me? Why is it always me? Why is it always this? Just take a moment and realize that those fires that you walk through are the forge to the blade you become. And with that, I'll say thank you for listening. Check out my website, www.schizostudios.org. Feel free to shoot me a email at podcast@schizostudios.org. And until next time, walk in love.